Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, February 7th. Steady to a bit lower in the beans and corn and wheat higher overnight. Let's first take a look at the corn. We've got March finishing up a penny at 364.5, sustaining yesterday's good rally off of that 100-day moving average at 357. We will have to see how this pans out headed into tomorrow's USDA monthly supply and demand report. Funds were good buyers of corn yesterday. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March up a nickel at 451.25. Kansas City March up 4.25 cents, wheat being the leader overnight. Chicago still above the 100-day at 442, and Kansas City settling overnight just above the 200-day moving average at 472.75. That could bring in some continued fund short covering. The bullishness in the wheat markets, again, based on the continued dryness out in the plains and that hard red wheat area. We'll have to see how that looks going forward. Taking a look at beans, we have March finishing up a quarter of a cent at 986.5, in about the middle of a 10-cent range, and 7 cents off the highs, and we are now just below the technical 100-day moving average at 988. The fund's paying a lot of attention to those recently. And we had November finishing down 0.75 cents at 1004.75, about a nickel off the highs. Beans were higher to start the evening, and then in the middle of the night, I think there was an update to the 11 to 15 day outlook for Argentina, putting a little bit of moisture back in there and taking some of the wind out of those bullish sails. We will have to see how that pans out. Right now it's hot and dry in Argentina. They're looking for some rain over the weekend, then hot and dry continues after that. So a lot of this depends on if those rains actually get the coverage they are looking for. In Brazil, it's a bit too wet there, and what that could do is delay the bean harvest, and then also the second crop corn planting will be delayed. Right now, it's well behind schedule, running at 2% versus 22% planted on average, this also lending some support to the corn market. In outside markets, we've got the dollar, kind of a safe haven after this stock market volatility, up 35 points at 89.80. That's after trading down around 88.40 last week, so that's not helping a whole lot. And taking a look at crude oil, we're down 17 cents a barrel right now at 63.21. Stock market and pre-opening trade at this point down just 30 points, about 240 points off of the overnight low. So as I said, that stock market volatility really what a lot of the markets are keeping an eye on at this moment. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.